This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
If you don't like the trillion-dollar coin, the idea that the Treasury Secretary can just mint a single platinum coin, say that it's worth $1 trillion, and then use it to backstop our debt ceiling problems, well, how about something a bit more mundane, a good old IOU, a government promise to pay eventually when it has the money, just not right now, sorry. That's the idea being floated by Edward Kleinbard in the New York Times today. He used to work for the Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation. Mr. Kleinbard, welcome to the program.
Thank you for inviting me.
So let's say the president decides to do this, and I am a 68-year-old retiree waiting for my Social Security check once the debt ceiling is hit. What happens? How does this work?
Well, the president would have to decide who would get these IOUs, this scrip. It could include Social Security recipients. It doesn't have to. But let's imagine that it does. You would get paid partly in cash, as you do now, and partly in a piece of scrip, an IOU, which would say that we, the government, acknowledge that we owe you some money, but we don't have it. We can't pay you right now, but we'll pay you as soon as we can. We just can't tell you exactly when that will be. This obviously isn't the same as cash. You can't spend it at the corner store, but it will be freely assignable, and you should be able to go to, frankly, any bank and sell it at a very small discount, because what the banks will say is, you know, that this paper will get redeemed as soon as the crisis is over. And this crisis can't go more than a few weeks.
Yeah, I apologize for laughing, but, you know, history being a guide, we've seen how this plays out, right?
Well, yeah, we have. And the guide is that these crises actually don't last all that long. And in the, you know, in the federal case, if you know, in fact, they did send this to Social Security recipients, you can bet that every member of Congress would be taken to the woodshed by his constituents, and I think you'd see a very quick resolution.
Why is this better than the trillion-dollar coin?
Well, it's better because I think it stands on much firmer constitutional grounds, and for that reason exposes the president to much less of a risk of what I frankly would think would be the possibility of House proceedings towards impeachment in the case of a trillion-dollar coin. The IOU is clearly not debt, and
Wait a minute, why is it clearly not debt?
Well, because with the IOU, unlike a debt instrument, it doesn't promise to pay you any money at any particular point in time. It just says, you have, in fact, you're right, we owe you money, we're just not going to pay you now, we'll pay you when we can.
Well, so I, as that 68-year-old Social Security recipient, am not heartened by that.
Right. Right, and that's why you turn around and sell it for a small discount if you're not heartened. And the banks will say, we'll buy it at a small discount, because think what U.S. Treasury bonds or Treasury bills yield right now, right? You know, if you bought this paper at a 1% discount and the issue was resolved in a month, you'd be getting a return of 1% a month instead of 1% a year. So the financial institutions are going to find this paper to be very attractive.
Yeah, and so the banks profit as this whole mess gets worse and worse and worse.
Well, yes. This is, again, the idea here, like the trillion-dollar coin, none of these is a good idea. They're all terrible ideas. And the only question is, which is the least awful idea to defang an artificial crisis and enable us to have the debate we need to have about long-term spending, but to have it in regular order and not through the strong arming of the process.
Edward Kleinbard is a professor of law at the University of Southern California. He was once upon a time the chief of staff at the Congressional Joint Committee on Taxation. Mr. Kleinbard, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, sir.